The drip, drip of subprime.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. There seems to be no end to the subprime mess. So far, the big financial firms have written down $40 billion from bad mortgages. Last night, Morgan Stanley and American International Group added their names to the list. Morgan takes a near $4 billion hit. For AIG, more than $2.5 billion up in smoke. At the same time, the New York Attorney General is stepping up the investigation of inflated home appraisals. None of this is good for stocks. It's all part of a perfect storm roiling markets around the world. In the eye is a declining dollar. Yesterday, the greenback plunged on suggestions China could put less of its foreign currency reserves in dollars. That triggered a rout on Wall Street. The Dow plummeted 360 points to 13,300. That's a loss of more than 2.5%. Now, the broader market measures were down 3%. The wave of selling moved into Asia overnight. Japan's Nikkei was off 2%, the market in Hong Kong down 3%, and in Shanghai a loss of nearly 5%. European shares are mixed this morning. Now, keep a close eye on Cisco Systems. Last night, the tech leader failed to raise sales forecast. Its shares were down nearly 10% after hours. It's a big day for many of the world's central bankers. Fed Chairman Bernanke addresses the Joint Economic Committee in Congress. The Bank of England has a meeting on interest rates. So does the European Central Bank. As Stephen Beard reports from London, the ECB is walking a tight rope.
The European Central Bank is torn. On the one hand, it's worried about inflation, partly due to the soaring price of oil. That suggests the bank should put up euro interest rates to curb demand. But on the other hand, the bank is concerned the euro's been rising fast as the dollar falls, and that suggests it should move to lower euro interest rates, says economist Andrew Hilton.
It's got the problem that the super strength of the euro is really hitting European exports, and therefore it would like to cut interest rates.
But lower euro interest rates might further fuel inflation in the eurozone. Many European policymakers blame the US for this dilemma, for allowing the dollar to decline. Yesterday, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, addressing a joint session of the US Congress, said the weak dollar could lead to protectionism and economic war. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The head of the Environmental Protection Agency faces scrutiny today from a House Oversight Committee. Democratic Chair Henry Waxman wants EPA Chief Stephen Johnson to explain why his agency approved a new coal-fired power plant in Utah, the first such permit since a landmark Supreme Court ruling on greenhouse gases. Sarah Gartner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
Waxman has chastised the EPA for approving a small coal-fired plant in northeast Utah this past summer. He says the Supreme Court ruled in April the agency can regulate carbon dioxide as a pollutant, and the agency is ignoring the threat of global warming by approving CO2-spewing power plants. David Doniger at the Natural Resources Defense Council agrees.
The power plants that are built now will be around for 50 or 60 years. It really matters what technology they choose to use.
A spokeswoman for EPA Chief Stephen Johnson wouldn't comment on his upcoming testimony. She said the agency is still weighing a decision whether to regulate greenhouse gases from power plants. Waxman is asking the EPA for a moratorium on permits for coal-fired plants until the agency takes CO2 emissions into account. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. And by Medtronic, partnering with physicians, patients, and diabetes educators to provide better glucose control for long-term diabetes management. Medtronic.com. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
One of the fastest growing tourist destinations in the world is Kerala on the southwestern coast of India. The World Travel and Tourism Council predicts 11% growth over the next 5 years. Now, monsoons can limit Kerala's perfection, but as Mary Rose Abraham reports, a new marketing campaign is looking to change that.
Imagine hearing this on the first day of your vacation. Now, imagine wanting to. Monsoons have made Kerala a lush tourist destination. During the dry season, that is. Now Kerala is trying to sell the rain as a reason to visit during summer and fall. Here's a bit from a promotional video on its tourism website.
The monsoons in Kerala do not take the pattern of incessant rains continuing for weeks. Virtually, it rains for a few hours with sunny interludes.
The tourism department has spent nearly 10 million rupees, or a quarter of $1 million, marketing the monsoons. Print and radio ads tout the romance of rain. Hotel prices are slashed, and cool weather is lauded as the best time for the area's popular therapeutic treatments.
We are trying to promote this rain and we are making it as a tourism product.
Susan Douglas is with the Kerala Tourism Department. She said they want visitors to get out into the rain too.
For example, we have some rain walks so the people can walk in the rain, and some other musical programs in the rain.
Nearly 270,000 foreigners visited the state from January to June of this year, an increase of 20% compared to the same time last year. The state hopes for a similar increase when the numbers come in for the second half of the year, encompassing the two monsoons.
Amidst the joyful laughter of the wind and water, life shapes itself anew in tune to the pitter-patter of the rains.
In Kerala, I'm Mary Rose Abraham for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.